Hello, my name is Brad Sutton, and I'm a Senior Program Manager for IT Showcase, focused on delivering IT stories around BI, big data, and data analytics from an IT perspective within the company. We wanted to give you a technical overview of how Microsoft IT has implemented business intelligence for streamlining reporting. Joining us today is Tom McCleary. He's an IT Service Operations Manager, and I just wanted to thank him for joining us. Tom, can you tell us a little bit more about your role within the organization?
Thanks, Brad. I work in an organization called Service Delivery Operations within Microsoft IT. In particular, I manage a team called Data Management Services. Data Management Services is carved up into three primary roles. First, we are the platform engineering team for the Microsoft IT SQL footprint. We also manage the data protection solutions for Microsoft. The best way to think about that is backups. And the third thing we do is we convert all the infrastructure data we have out there at our fingertips into business insights. We pull all this data in and give all the analytics back to the organization to use.
Looking at Microsoft's IT infrastructure and the service operations that we provide, can you give us a technical drill down of the intelligence reporting solution that you deliver IT and the rest of the company?
We take the existing data that's out there in management platforms and scanning infrastructures, and we harvest that data. In other words, we're going to ETL all that data. In many cases, you'll find that we're pulling the same data point from multiple sources. For example, OS version, we'll take that particular data point from a number of scanning sources, we'll normalize it, and then create a best of view. Since we get it from multiple sources, we will prioritize those sources. And then from that best of view, we can start doing some data quality. So which source gave us a different answer than we were looking for, or which source gave us a blank? And then we can generate all this data quality reporting. After you've extracted and transformed all this data and then loaded it in, you can create near real-time operational data stores. Then on top of that data store, you can start generating a bunch of reporting views. We also move that data into dimensions. And inside of these dimensions, it allows us the ability to correlate other data that is useful to those key data points. The other thing that we do is generate facts about those particular data items. So how many servers are there? Or how long did it take for people to upgrade? And then you start generating things like history, trending, and velocity.
So you're taking all of that data coming from the IT systems within Microsoft and making smarter IT decisions to run the applications that we use on a day-to-day basis so that we can be more productive in our environment here.
Yes, that's exactly what we're up to. The one thing that I would add is by taking all that data, we're actually putting it into the application owner's hands so that they can then use it.
So it's not just you making the decisions, but you're giving that data back to the application owner, and then they're able to make better business decisions as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really broad audience. Sometimes it's application owners, sometimes it's infrastructure service owners, sometimes it's executives, other times we're driving planning processes. By the nature of having this data and putting it all together, you can enable multiple functions within the organization.
Moving forward with these key reporting solutions that you talked briefly about, give me some idea of what they are and why they're beneficial.
One important namespace that we worry a lot about is compliance. We have a number of standards within IT around how your servers are configured or how a particular piece of software running on that server is configured. We are able to leverage all these scanning sources to pull in the configuration data and then snap in some business logic that can then tell us whether your server is in compliance with our standards or not. Compliance being one area, risk management is another one. So we've identified all these potential scenarios or signatures, if you will, that puts you more at risk for an outage or a ticket later on down the road. We identify these particular risks in the environment and report out on those so that server owners can then proactively go out and remediate these risks on their servers. There's a number of different areas. Having a connected inventory system allows you to do risk assessments and impact statements. Having a compliance system allows you to manage the compliance of your environment. Having a defect or a risk detection system allows you to remediate risk prior to critical business processing periods. The other area where we help out a lot is planning. We're able to look at things like velocity or server growth over time and inform the planning conversations in terms of What do we need to buy next year? How much do we need to budget?
We're not only using BI solutions to tell our application owners and our business owners what happened, but also to tell application and business owners what's going to potentially happen in the future.
We found that the more compliant you are to the standards, the less tickets you actually have. And that way you can predict the mean time to the next ticket by trending these things over time. The same thing with some of the defect management. We know that if you have A configured wrong on your server, and then suddenly we see B configured wrong, we know that when C happens, it's going to be another hit to your availability. We can detect these types of scenarios now in the system and report those out to our server owners.
When you talk about BI and you talk about the solutions that we offer our internal organizations, what are some of the challenges that we face internally as an IT organization around BI?
One of the biggest challenges has been multiple sources of truth. We're an IT shop. Everybody's got a database that they're managing. I can remember long MBR sessions where the same data is being reported, but with a different perspective or a different twist on the data. One of the biggest problems out there has been multiple sources for the same data point. Rather than doing a best of view, people have done their best view. That's created some havoc. Then also treating data differently. Some people are reporting ratios. Some people are reporting percentages. And it's hard to get it all lined up.
That would be a challenge. And then you have to take a look at, do I trust this person talking about this data? And then later on in the MBR, another person's talking about the same data in a different aspect. So now you have two versions of the truth. Talk a little bit more about how you overcome that.
In the compliance realm, we've had a really good solution that's been built up and matured over the years, Stay Current. Everybody that owns an application or owns a server in IT leverages Stay Current. We've had a lot of leadership support on the Stay Current platform that's gotten it out there.
That's cool. When you took a look at creating this new solution, what were some of the things that you needed to develop to overcome those challenges?
We realized that we really had all the data we already needed. It was a matter of tapping that data and pulling it back into a more cohesive solution. We also realized that data quality is raised higher the more you leverage the data. Even if the data itself was imperfect, one of the ways to drive quality and completeness was to get the data out to the masses and make it usable. You start organically growing and iterating and finding your own high watermarks as you're going along with the data warehouse. It's really important to keep it an organic process and a process whereby you're taking lots of input from the customers saying, wait a second, this data is not right. Rather than questioning the data, it's staying open and curious and digging in and driving for the data quality. One other thing that we did that's really helped us out growing the data warehouse is we adopted the agile development model. Everything we do is in sprints. We're able to iterate and prioritize the most important things that we want to work on for that particular sprint. It's been a very powerful tool where each sprint we come in and we know by the time we leave that planning meeting that we're working on the absolute most important thing that we could for that particular data warehouse.
Give me some examples of the benefits of this solution to the application owner, the service owner, and to all of IT.
The further we go down this road, we keep turning over new benefits. We've definitely come to a place where we're sharing data and our conversations are data driven. You'd be surprised how fast people become more compliant just with the visibility of the data. Finding all these risks in the environments and driving up awareness, there's obvious tangible benefits there and greater availability, hardening applications for critical business processing periods like fiscal close. Also, one of the things that came with this was a better business process around defining what's important in the organization. How do you know what to measure without having the business process and the conversation? Driving things like standards and how do you measure that standard? And then putting out that measurement and people asking you, what does that standard mean? And what does this measurement mean? It constantly drives you to refine your answer and your initiatives.
We talked about the challenges. We talked about the solution that you're working on. Give me a little bit more technical insight to the technologies, the back end, any sort of custom code or secret sauce that you're working on. Is this a homegrown solution or is this something that we can sell to our customers?
It really is primarily a bunch of Microsoft tools. Starting at the most basic level, the scanning engines themselves, those guys creating data, a lot of that is System Center Configuration Manager. We're using System Center Operations Manager. We use VMM. Sometimes a data source needs to be mastered. You can master data in a lot of different ways, a SharePoint list, an Excel workbook. The way we're pulling all this data in is just your basic ETL. We just write our basic ETL in SQL scripts. As you look at surfacing this data up in analysis tools, Excel is an amazing tool, and the feature sets continue to grow and grow there. A lot of times, just for usability's sake, we'll put out an Excel spreadsheet with some analytics or some charts already pre-populated and just have it be a refreshable spreadsheet that folks can download and modify, make it their own. Other times, with more structured reporting needs, such as dashboards, we use SSRS. It's a great reporting solution, lots of filtering. They continue to grow the capabilities. We also use a variety of SharePoint solutions. We're definitely looking at Power BI and the promises there.
Recapping our conversation, can you give us a high-level overview of what this BI implementation does for Estio and what we might see in the future?
Absolutely. One of the key benefits of the current solution is changing the conversation. Let's land the conversation in data and start talking about what it is we need to go and do. Then we also have, by taking and measuring and publishing the compliance, you see the compliance numbers gradually go up, leading to a more standardized environment. A more standardized environment leads to less tickets. Less tickets is more availability. And then you start driving functions that are more informed around planning, which can have some hard dollar savings. You start driving other areas like process effectiveness and how do we at a transactional level drive up customer satisfaction, make things more efficiently, and put the power back into the customer's hands. As I look forward, we're going to continue to do more and more data connections. If I can bring together more data domains like servers and network and storage, bringing all that together along with their performance and compliance data, we can start to drive amazing analytics. We look at some of these new tools that are coming out. Everybody left the company meeting in 2013 wanting the same business intelligence that they demoed for Skype. There's a lot of new products coming out. There's a lot of energy in the environment around data scientists and business intelligence. We couldn't be more excited about showing off some of the new products that are coming down.
This has been great, Tom. Thank you so much for your time. For those of you who want to know more about how Microsoft IT is using BI to manage their solutions within Microsoft, go up to http://microsoft/IT showcase to find out more. We have tons of information available for you to download. And in closing, thanks again, Tom, for your time. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this segment today.
And thanks for having me, Brad. It's been a pleasure.